17 minutes to 10 o'clock at morning with you, Nikki Seberini, in Your Element. Just to let you know, at the top of the hour, we will be crossing to Israel to give you the latest updates with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict happening as we speak. I have self-esteem engineer Bev Malun in the studio looking at your birth dates. Please keep them coming. And even better, give us a call and Bev will take your numbers directly on 0861 24 24 36. But let's look at the female Bev, born on August the 10th, 1980.
Strong woman, this.
Yo.
Okay. Strong and inflexible. Strong, powerful, healing, caring, outreaching woman who has, as our theme will be of today, unrealistic expectations of people, the world, of not being told where to be, where to sit, what to do, how to do it. She doesn't like to have anything dictated to her. So interesting that the major part of her work is in and around developing a sense of self that feels secure in all of that. What an interesting paradox. So that is where her work will be and will continue to be as she strengthens herself and girds herself throughout her life to be able to handle the need to bend backwards or sideways or be pushed without freaking out or cracking or breaking the world underneath the person who's doing it. Because a lot of times we find people in the world and they're so strong and they're so powerful and they seem so absolute about everything, except they are the most fragile because they cannot bend. They can't move. It's like we've said before, the bamboo, you push it too hard, it snaps in half. In a violent storm, it's going to break off its root, but not the reed. The reed can be pushed around in a violent storm, and guess what? Afterwards, there's the reed. So it may be a bit bent over to this side or that side or whatever, but it's still there. Its roots are still intact, it's still connected to its roots, because it has the flexibility of being both solid and capable of movement. Now, for a woman like this, we need to encourage that your mind is great, your thoughts are fantastic, your expectations are fine, but there needs to be the fluidity of humanity involved in that, which means you have to be flexible enough to have that expectation and drive towards it and remain driven as she is, and be able to encompass and use the challenges that come up to create a fluid way to reach that goal, reach close to that goal without destructing or self-destructing. It's fine to have high expectations. It's dangerous to think that's the only result that's acceptable. That's where the danger comes out. Does that make sense?
Okay, absolutely.
Okay, absolutely. So another point I want to make for this lady is that she is reaching into a space in her life, and she's now just entering into her 30s. And in her 30s, in her early 30s, it's where women experience a huge amount of flux in their life, 27, 28, about 33, 34. There's a huge amount of flux. And any woman who's our age, Nikki, who can look back on that place a good decade ago, can actually have a look and see that there was big change. Wow, yeah, my thinking really did change. It was radicalized. It was reinitiated. It was re-inspired. It was reinvented. It was whatever. But many, many women, most women, will have a profound experience of coming into their 30s. And it's not just that, oh my goodness, there's no two in front of my number. It's not about that. It's really about a coming of age. And 40 has been the most liberating birthday I've had yet, I have to say. Looking forward to 50, don't know. But at this year that I've turned 40, I feel like I can live without permission. I feel like I can make choices, and I don't look around in my peer group to see what they're doing. I'm not interested. It's just so liberating. And I've met so many women who are in their 40s who just feel crumbled by the fact that they're not in their 30s anymore. Well, good luck, because you're going to be in your 50s soon, hopefully. And like, where are you going to be crumbled by the fact that you're not in your 30s? It just gets further and further. And each new generation, decade has its new opportunity to be part of a generation that reinvents itself with permission. We live in such a unique century. The two century is all about flow, change, self-nurturing, caring, humanity. It's all about humanizing yourself. And I'm speaking to this lady specific and everyone included. Humanizing yourself means that you take the unrealistic expectation out of the only result column. It is great to want to look your best. It is great to want to look beautiful. great to want to be the cleverest, the best in your field, the best mother, the best wife, the best. It's great to have those expectations and set them as goals to stretch yourself towards, to refine yourself on the way, to grow, to keep improving, to keep shifting what doesn't work and put in what does work. Fantastic. But if you think that that picture you have in your head is the only acceptable result, then you are dehumanizing yourself and those around you when you put that pressure on them. There is only one perfection. There's only one perfect design. There is only one perfect solution. There's only one perfect anything. And that's in the creator of who put this all together. We strive for perfection, but if we think perfection is where we have to be good enough, we have dehumanized ourselves. That's not the human element. The human element is to have space to grow, to have space to reflect, to have space to work. I know in the Jewish prayer, and I'm sure in all prayers across the, I haven't studied any other prayer, so I wouldn't know, but I'm certain that in all prayer, there's an opportunity for reflection and to look at yourself and say, this is what I've done that I'm proud of. I'll keep trying to do that. And this is what I've done that I hope can improve to that. And this is what I've done that was outright unacceptable. And I forgive myself for that. And I'm going to do my best not to do it again. Mm. And in the process of communication with other, that's the same process. I'm reflecting on this. I see what I did there. I'm sorry about that. I will do my best not to do that again. And I will work on myself to refine what it was that allowed me to do that, not making me evil, but I will work on what allowed me to do that so I can raise up my own resonance and my own ability to be better in the world, to be better for you as a friend, as your life partner, as your parent, as your colleague. I will work on me. It's not your responsibility.
Thank you, Bev. We're going to take a break, and after that, we're going to do one more after a quick break. And I don't know if this is a male or female, but it came through the 24th of the 11th, 1954. 24/11/1954. Quick break. We'll be right back. 101.95 FM. Bev Malone, 9 minutes to 10 o'clock. Really, this is going to be the last one. Thank you for all of those SMSs. But remember that Bev comes in every Friday, so we'll be able to look at your birth dates next week as well. So Bev, the 24th of the 11th, 1954.
Okay, 24. Got it. So, right. This is a person, I'm guessing, we'll go with woman, all right? Don't know if it's a woman or man, and if you're a man, I'm not saying you're feminine, so just, you know, just to use a gender makes it easier for me, right?
Okay.
So let's pretend this is a woman. So this person, okay, this person is a very strong-willed person. So
all of them have been very strong-willed today.
Well, it's a strong-willed day. Today is a strong-willed day. And okay. It takes a hang of a lot of will to say, oh, the Egyptian prime minister or president is coming to visit you in the middle of a potential war. No problem. We'll stop shooting. Will you also stop, please? Could you also stop? You know, it's, you know, one thing, but we'll stop. That takes a lot of will and takes a lot of humanity to say in the middle of this, let's just pause for a moment. We don't have to continue. Let's preserve the right of this man to exist and visit, even though it is contrary to the Israeli politic. Even though it does not support the Israeli politic, we will still not cause any harm to him while he does this to support you in your efforts in this war. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Very. Takes a lot of willpower. So we're not talking about weak people here. We're talking about powerful people. But how one uses their power defines how you reach your potential. And becoming the best at something does not mean you've reached your potential if on the way you have destroyed relationships, broken people, left behind a plethora of destruction. That does not make you in your power. Just so we clear that up right now. If you can reach the top, and the only way you can get there is by stepping on the heads of other people and not, as Kathy puts it, standing on the shoulders of other people as they help to build a pyramid of success and of potential being realized, raising themselves up is how I see it. If you do it with distraction, please believe me when I tell you, you have not reached your potential. And when you see people around you who are very successful in whatever field they're successful in, business, academics, healing, sport, it makes no difference. When you see people around you who are very successful, but they're arrogant and unapproachable, they are insecure and they have done it by being destructive. And there is an internal resonance that is not on for the fact that I deserve this achievement. I feel righteous in this achievement and I feel like I'm reaching my potential and honoring that which I've been given to work with. So don't be too fooled and awed by by all the great success out there, because very often it is not something you should take as modeling to do for yourself, because there's a lot of choices that are made along that path that would not be honoring of you. When we look at this person, I'm going to say this in a nutshell, because I know there are much more important things than this today that we will be focusing on. And I'm only too glad to have had the space to be able to offer this to people and then step out of the way as quickly as possible so the more important stuff can carry on. This is a woman who needs to hear this, or a man. Slow down. Slow down in your judgments. Slow down in the sharing of your opinions. Slow down in how perfect the world has to be and how perfect you have to be and how quick you tell people where they're not. Slow down in knowing you can rule the world. Slow down, because you can. This is a powerful person with a huge capacity for outreach who wants to help, heal, save, bathe, fix, and do everything on such a level that there's very little room for self. And one of the greatest works of this particular energy is self-management. Self-speak, self-talk, self-encouragement, self-refinement, self-discipline, self-preservation. It is the hugest thing that's coming out of this for me. You can be out there and you can push all the boundaries and you can help beyond help and you can give and extend and you can do, but sometimes being loyal to everything but yourself is an unhealthy platform to live on. We need to be able to reach out and help and extend ourselves and even stretch ourselves while still maintaining the self that is the only reason you can be out there doing everything. Look at your relationships. Look at your communication. Look at your temperament. Look at how you're responding. There's things here that need work and reflection for you to reach your fullest potential without leaving a path of destruction behind you.
Thank you very much, Bev Malone. Self-esteem engineer Bev Malone will be joining us Friday in 1 week exactly, taking your calls, taking your SMSs, and thank you for sharing your birth dates with us.